David brought before the king. The words of David were repeated to the king, who summoned the youth before him. The shepherd said, "Let no man's heart fail because of him, thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Saul strove to turn David from his purpose, but the young man was not to be moved. "The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." For 40 days Israel had trembled before the Philistine giant. Upon his head was a helmet of brass, he was clothed with a coat of mail that weighed 5,000 shekels, and he had greaves of brass upon his legs. The coat was made of plates of brass that overlaid one another, like the scales of a fish, and no arrow could possibly penetrate the armor. The giant bore a huge javelin, also of brass. The staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. Morning and evening, Goliath had approached the camp of Israel, saying, "Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me, and to kill me, then will we be your servants, but if I prevail against him, and kill him, then shall ye be our servants. I defy the armies of Israel." The king had small hope that David would be successful in his courageous undertaking. Command was given to clothe the youth in the king's own armor. The heavy helmet of brass was put on his head, and the coat of mail was placed on his body, the monarch's sword was at his side. Thus equipped, he started upon his errand, but erelong began to retrace his steps. The anxious spectators thought that David had decided not to risk his life. But this was far from the thought of the brave young man. When he returned, he laid off the king's armor and in its stead took only his staff and a simple sling. Choosing 5 smooth stones out of the brook, he put them in his bag, and with his sling in his hand, drew near to the Philistine. The giant strode boldly forward, expecting to meet the mightiest of the warriors of Israel. His armor-bearer walked before him as if nothing could withstand him. As he came near, he saw but a stripling. David's well-knit form, unprotected by armor, was displayed to advantage, yet between its youthful outline and the massive proportions of the Philistine, there was a marked contrast.